most of Haynes's COVID-19 relief funds for businesses are left untouched after the application window closed. And forecasters say the Upper Lynn Canal is in for a rainy summer. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strimple. Those stories and more are up next. Last month, the Haynesboro allocated funding from the CARES Act to support local businesses and nonprofits that suffered financial loss as a result of the pandemic. As KHNS's Henry Leisha reports, the deadline to apply for COVID-19 relief from the Haynesboro has passed, but there's still money remaining for more grants.
Friday was the deadline to apply for a COVID-19 relief grant from the Haynesboro. Roughly 137 grant applications were submitted, according to Haynesboro Finance Director Gila Stewart. Businesses and nonprofits requested under $500,000. Stewart says applications came from businesses in every sector. 14 applications came from nonprofits. The grants range in size from $500 to $10,000. The amount of money for each grant is based on a sliding scale determined by the gross revenue of a business or nonprofit. For example, entities that grossed $25,000 or less last year could apply for a $500 grant. Entities that brought in more than $1 million could apply for a $10,000 grant. Stewart says the borough hopes to cut the first round of checks next week, with more to follow the following week. There was more money left over for grants than the amount that will be distributed to the businesses that applied. It's unclear what will happen to the remaining $450,000. The Haynesboro Assembly will discuss the grant program at a meeting at 6:30 p.m. Tuesday. In Haynes, I'm Henry Leisha.
You can stream that meeting live at khns.org. There hasn't been this much rain in the Upper Lynn Canal in 6 years. That's a contrast with last year's hot, dry summer. Lead meteorologist Wes Adkins at the Juneau Weather Center checked in with KHNS.
Well, for starters, Haynes had 2.68 inches of rainfall for June. I don't have the July numbers in front of me, but I can tell you we've added to that since. Normal for June is 1.98 inches, so it's not too terribly higher than normal if you just look at the raw amounts. But looking at our records, it does look like it's been the wettest June up there in 6 years, which is saying something.
Wow, and how about temperatures?
You know, we've had some summers lately. I know last summer was a particularly warm and dry summer. So when people are referencing near history, their natural tendency is to go, oh, what was this like last year? Well, it was very different than last year. Unfortunately, we can't really say that, oh, well, this is a normal summer thus far, but we can tell you that it's definitely on the opposite side of normal as it was last summer, being so warm and so dry. This year, we're like more normal with temperatures, but we're definitely wetter than normal for sure.
Last year, I know we had some 90-degree days. We had some really unusually hot weather for Southeast Alaska.
I know, right?
Yeah, and it sounds like this year may be an outlier in terms of being wetter and cooler than last year, but a little more on par with average in the region. Is that what I'm hearing?
Definitely. We can have highly variable summers year to year in Southeast Alaska. It can, you know, our dry season basically starts in March and goes through April, May, and June. And so, you know, we were just talking about this morning here at the office. In general, people think, oh, well, summer's over after July 4th. And more times than not, we start getting wetter and rainier. But as we go into July, and particularly in August, people all across Alaska know August to be just a wet month. And that's no different in Southeast Alaska. In fact, our wet season extends well into fall and even into the winter. So this year, it just so happens that maybe the wet season has started a good bit earlier.
It certainly feels like it from where I'm sitting. Does that have any implications moving into the winter months? Might we see some more snow this year?
You know, we were just looking at that. I do see that NOAA is looking. I don't think they have put this out yet, but they are studying the possibilities for issuing a what's called a La Nina watch. If it does happen, La Nina tends to make southern Alaska, and that would include southeast Alaska, cooler than normal. But they're not quite ready to make that determination just yet, but they are studying the possibilities. That would potentially yield more snow. Although, was it last year? You guys got hammered, right?
We did. We got a lot of snow last year.
I thought you did. I mean, so I don't know if we can beat last year.
That was Wes Adkins, lead meteorologist at the Juneau Weather Center. The Skagway Traditional Council has lifted its caution against harvesting shellfish due to the risk of paralytic shellfish poisoning. The warning was issued on July 2nd after a bloom of algae known to produce paralytic shellfish toxins was observed at Naku Bay. Shellfish samples collected from the area were tested by the Southeast Alaska Tribal Ocean Research Lab in Sitka. The latest samples tested below the Food and Drug Administration's limit for paralytic shellfish toxins. Skagway Traditional Council only tests for PSP toxins at Naku Bay and has no data for any other location in the Skagway area. The tribal government asks that those who harvest shellfish be aware of the current PSP levels. The latest lab results can be viewed at skagwaytraditional.org. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strempel. Thanks for joining us. You can hear these stories and more on our website at khns.org or wherever you get your podcasts.